In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servants, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
The few things that we mess up with in the body of Christ today is that we lack honor. Especially when you know how to speak one year yet tongues. The tongues that are under your roof. The tongues that cannot make it to heaven. The tongues that principalities and powers are contending over. And then you begin to rise wing. Just because you have 1,000 followers on Facebook and they are clicking the yeye image you post, you thought you have arrived. You know, one of these days you are going to see me teach on tongues. See, tongue first is an evidence that you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. It doesn't mean you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Let me not even go there. Because my bangajela. Hallelujah. Until your tongues is converted to power, it is still a noise. Because that's the first stage. Tongue is just an evidence. It must be converted from evidence to become power. That is when you speak in tongues, without even saying anything that anybody understands, things are happening. That's why I can be speaking in tongues and stand before you, and you cannot resist the anointing. It is converted. The tongue has graduated from being an evidence, it has become a conduit. It will generate force when you speak it. And heaven will say, whenever you open your mouth and you begin to speak, they say, yes, that's our man. He's speaking our language. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you have been blessed from day one of this meeting? If you are blessed, celebrate the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So today's service and tomorrow is critical. Please, I want you to open your heart. I'm going to be saying things I've not said from day one of my arrival. Today's meeting is more critical because Daddy and I have spoken to Lent and we've concluded that this year God must raise millionaire among you. Your amen said, I'm not ready. Your amen is saying, I don't need to be a millionaire. Okay, one person said, I'm ready. I said, this year, there is a mantle that make men to cross from the level of thousandaire to become a millionaire. There's another mantle that make you cross from a millionaire to become a billionaire. That mantle, if you believe and you know that you are tired of being a thousandaire, that mantle will come upon you today. It is not the amount of the work you do that make you prosperous. You will need to understand what I'm saying. Some can labor and they eat like laborers. If only you will believe this morning with me and open your heart and be desperate by the mercies of God. This year, if you have never counted before, your lot will read a million. If you have been a millionaire before, this year, I connect you to ceaseless millions. It means you will begin to receive millions and it will not stop forever again. Celebrate the Lord Jesus and have your seat. This morning I will be speaking on breaking financial limitation. And at the end of this meeting, those limitations are going to be broken in the name of Jesus. When even the joke of a prophet is prophetic, when I pray for you and your amen is low, that means the enemy is beside you, stopping you from receiving. I said before the end of this service, the limitation that is on you financially is broken. You know, the people around me in my domain, maybe we are talking and then we are joking. I say, I know, something will happen. Like, I'm just joking. Say, be careful, don't go. Something will happen. Just a joke. Because they will come and hold me and say, Daddy, change what you say. I say, I'm just joking. Say, no, don't, it's not a joke. Tell me that it will not happen. Because they've seen me laugh and joke about things and it eventually happened. Like, I'm just like, you are going to marry this year. I say, no, Daddy, I'm not interested in marriage yet. And then the next thing I'll see is, Daddy, I'm marrying by September. I say, how come? He said, Daddy, I don't even know. Limitations will live your life today. Media, it's time to walk with me. Jeremiah chapter 29, we will read the popular verse 11 and 12. Jeremiah 29, thank you. For I know the thoughts, plural, thoughts. So God is always thinking about you. Oh my God. What a father we have. I put you in front. In front of my melody, you are all that matters. You are all that matters. I make room for you. You alone, Jesus. You are all, not two, not two, sir. You are all. That I think towards you. There are thoughts I think towards animals. There are thoughts I think towards angels. Maybe you don't know that angels don't know what God is doing. They need to study you to know the mind of God. I can prove that to you in the scripture. That is why one day in the book of Hebrews, the angel conclude and they say, what is man? That you are mindful of him. Why are you concerned about these people? I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. They are thoughts that the end result are peace, and they are not evil, to give you expected end. It means that my own thought, the end result can never be anything less than peace. But even though I have a thought that can give you peace, yet my thought is subjected to your own expectation. You didn't hear that. I am Yahweh. El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one, who can supply your needs far beyond your prayers. You know, God is the only mystery that always gets me confused when I meditate on him. How can he say that he can do exceeding? Ephesians 3:20. Look at the mystery. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able. Somebody say is able. Say it very well. Unto him that is able to do, not talk. Kai. There are girls who can talk. There are men who can promise. But there is a God who is able not to talk but to do. Acts of Apostles, chapter 1. The Bible said, the former treatise have I written to you, O Theophilus, about the things that Jesus began to do and to teach. You see, the difference between my own ministration is that I don't just preach. I will show you the dimension of God's power and I'll show you how to enjoy it. It's left to you now not to follow the principles I teach you, because this is what we are living on. To him, yeah, thank you. The former treatise have written, O Theophilus, for of all that Jesus began, both he was a doer before he became a teacher. This topic of breaking financial limitation, it will be an heresy and it will be illegal for me to stand before you to preach it if I have not broken my own. People write books, 21 steps for breaking financial limitation, 70 steps of becoming a millionaire, and yet he's still a beggar. He wrote a book that is illegal. This Jesus I'm talking to you about is both capable and able. About what is both to do and those things he was able to teach. He was a doer before he became a teacher. He had experience before he began to show. Let's go back, sir. Ephesians 3:20. Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above this. The day I saw this scripture, it, you know, is the difference between reading, right, reading a scripture and seeing. Above all, somebody say above all, that we can ask and think. That day I knew that your thought is a prayer point. You need to listen to my teachings on why prayers are not answered, part 1 to 5. One of the reasons is because in your mouth you are opening, Lord, make a way. I want to become a millionaire. And your thought is saying, shut up. Nobody has ever rise in your family. That your thought is also a prayer point. So you are confusing heaven. Which one should we answer? The mouth or the thought? Somebody say, I hear you. So he's able to do exceedingly about that which we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. If you are praying to become a millionaire and your thought is a thousand-year thought, you will remain there, because your thought is also a request. Don't forget Jeremiah chapter 29. I have a thought for you as well. He didn't say, I'm saying this to you. He said, there is a thought in my heart. And that my thought is a prayer point. And that prayer point is to give you peace. But even though I have a thought, my thought can do nothing except to promote your expected end. Today, you will break loose. You will break forth. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my deliverance from financial limitation. Say, in the name of Jesus, I break forth, I break loose, I break through. In the name of Jesus, say louder, amen. You must be deliberate this morning. In dealing with God, we must come to a place of complete understanding that everything He chooses to do with us is a privilege. if you are ever going to walk with God in any form, in any dimension, in any sphere, you must know that anything that God does with you is a privilege. He can choose not to. There's nothing you are going to do about it. Tell me, what was the offense of Esau? Jacob have I loved. Esau, I hate. It doesn't matter what Esau does. It's not part of the equation. Jacob, I love. And this prophecy came even when they were still in the womb. No sin. They did nothing. It's not that Jacob has served the Lord. It's just this, the sovereign will of God. But for you to be here, I see people that God had declared that either you are fatal or you don't have fatal, you are rising to the tune of millionaires. It's a privilege. You must understand this principle. Before we go forward, everything God does with you is a privilege. Some of your mates are buried now. I know that before you came to this world, thousands of your kind, they went into a contest running to settle in your mother's womb. And then many of them died on the way. They said, the only one that prevailed in the battle is you standing before me. Why should you never be grateful to God? It's a privilege. You will rise by privilege. The Lord will lift you by privilege. I know my thoughts. God has you in mind. A correct understanding of the principles of the kingdom will play a long and important role in our destiny. We must come to a place where we are not just walking with God in blindness, but we are walking, you remember what I taught you some days ago, in principle. In principle. I'm going to emphasize on this tomorrow, because by tomorrow, I'm going to be declaring 24 hours miracle money. I'm going to be declaring 7 days unimaginable wealth and riches. I'm going to be releasing mantle that will lift men to become real millionaires. So these things must be known from the beginning. The position of God is very clear. Whatever you decide with your life, I will help you to fulfill it. That's why he said, my name is I Am. I have a thought for your life. It's a thought of peace, but your expected end is what will conclude what my thoughts will do. Now, if you think you are a poor man, my thoughts will help you to have peace being poor. Are you listening to me? If all your thoughts in Lagos is to be able to build 3-bedroom flat, a bungalow to your name, that people can see you and say you are a landlord in that street, and you want one car, at least that has an AC. If that is all your thought will be, no problem. I also have a thought for you. All I will do is to help you to fulfill that expectation end, and you will still have peace over that 3-bedroom flat. You didn't hear me. Are you with me? It means that God is not going to provoke you to want to have an estate in Lagos. No, that's not his duty. The last time I came, after the ministration, me and Daddy were approaching the vehicle. And Daddy said, Apostle, this is just my small agolo that I'm carrying you with. He said, this is what we're managing. But I knew he was not satisfied with the car at that time. That was November. Today, his thoughts about that vehicle was that it's a pangolo. He needed something that can present him better. And God saw the thought And he began to act behind the scene. And God traveled all over Lagos looking who has a vehicle available. Where is the car available? Where is the jeep that can fit the thought of this man? And God said, it's time for this jeep to come. Because your thought, your expected end is not to carry a apostle with this Camry again. Or this Corolla, Torola, whatever the name is called. It's time for we to move into the jeep level. And then God said, I will make your expected end to become visible. I'm telling you the truth. Until your expected end. He said, I'm talking of the principle of the kingdom. Don't expect God. I was speaking in Apostle Jesus Church yesterday. We have put all the responsibility of our life on God. You will never get result that way. He has a thought. You have an expectation. What his thought will do is to veto and check and diagonize your own expectation and make it come to pass. He will put peace on it. All I want to in this my one plot is to put one room and roof it. Until God provide money, we'll finish the house. God said, no problem. Take money for one room and have peace in it. And when people come to you, say, we thank God, God has removed me from landlord problem. At least I have my own one room now. You will have peace. Am I communicating to somebody here? Some of you, all that you care is to get a job and you are being paid 100,000. God, Nigeria economy is worse. Me, I thank God for my own. I'm okay like this. At least I can eat, I can pay my tithes. We are better than many, many people. God said, no problem. Have peace over that expectation. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you are now, you are the result of your thoughts. You are the result of your thought. Daddy Adeboye said sometimes ago, when he was still in the village, trekking without slippers to primary school, he said one man of God came to the town. I think an Anglican bishop or something, I don't know. He said he came in Mercedes Benz, and the entire village was standing by the roadside to welcome this man. Mercedes Benz is one of the best car in those days. And this man came, and the entire community were waiting for him to come. He said, I look at that car, I say, one day, this town will rise and wait for me like this. A thought, while he was in primary school without slippers. Today, if Baba Adeboye sneezed, the world will say, sorry, sir. A thought, while he was still a boy. The principle of this kingdom. Stop violating it and blaming God. You are where you have dreamed to be as I'm talking to you now. The day that the leadership of this church decide that we want to multiply the attendance to times three of this church, that day heaven begin to move in the spirit. That expectation, let me see how I can fulfill it. Let's heal one mad woman here. Let's heal one cancer here. Let's raise one allergic son that is dead. And then let's crowd the church. Because there was an expectation, and I must put a signature called peace on that expectation. I've had women say all manner of useless statement. I'm in this marriage because of my children. You will never enjoy that marriage. That's your expectation. He will put a peace on it. I mean, you know, me, I just have a baba money. You know, loco. You keep saying it. You keep repeating it. My children and my husband. How can you, women, God, can you celebrate this, our mother's solos? You are wonderful. I'm about to insult you, so I need to bribe you first. Clap for them. Clap for them. Clap for them. When your husband is still alive, how dare you look at your son and say, oh, come in. You are killing the man. You are the one killing your husband. Are you listening to me? See, please. You see, it can look like I'm joking. I'm serious because it's a kingdom principle. How can you take the crown off your husband's head and put it on his son, on a girl? That's why those children are also facing battle beyond their age. Because you are calling them what they are not. Or call me my husband. And the man is there. Daddy, now you're kushiri palo. And they are calling your son Okomi. You didn't resist that. You are casual about the word. You thought that word means nothing. It means something. Ye are royal priesthood, holy nation. You are peculiar persons. I read a psalm. The Bible is, I think, Psalm 89 or something. I can't remember now. He said, because you have filled your mouth with curses, he said, curse will never leave you. He said, blessing is far from you. That was the scripture I used to preach for the Jesha people who curse. I said, you will never prosper. Because you have been used to curses. Some of you women here, you are already buried your husband while he's still alive. You are useful. You are good for nothing. My children will take care of me. Why will your children take care of you when your husband is alive? The man is not doing well. Follow the principle of the kingdom. Fix the man's head. Oh, Yahweh. Well, no, Yahweh, see now. I've taught you how to change the mind and how to change the destiny of men. You must, let's see, anybody that has access to your stomach has access to your destiny. Is the man still eating your food? You have power over him. Am I communicating? Can I press order? Don't worry, Daddy has given me time today. So I will show you, I will relax, and I will dish it out one by one until you finally come to conclusion and say, Loto, I'm the reason why I've not changed my level. Your husband is misbehaving. Go to market. Buy all the ingredients. I've taught you here before. Put the pot on the fire. Agama kumakata. Esho mede kabaruku mikete. Para kushen tele kopa kapa. Put the oil on the fire. Shemandu kuru kutukutu kubakaba. Egbe atawa inyomai. Minto rukaba. Keto. Keto kata kata. Where is the magi? Onimu numu kunimi kutukubaya. Ejada apara 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 peto simeni kapaga. Put it there. And what come on see? Oyokoto imbaraba mekoto. Shebolo Yahweh ni. You see, you are fighting the battle in the wrong way. Any man you rise to challenge, he has ego. He will fight you back. I'm taking my time to do a seminar, marital seminar. Don't worry, God will give us the time. The man is still eating your food? A woman called me from Norway in Europe. I said, my husband for 11 years, he has not taken care of me. I'm pregnant. He's not even caring. He's not this. He never leave one naira at home for feeding for 11 years. Even while she's pregnant, she was pregnant, the man does not care. I said, are you sure? I said, yes. Okay. Oh God, touch him. She said, Pastor, the God did not touch him. I'm tired. I said, okay, let me teach you a strategy. When I gave her this key, you know what happened the next morning? The man woke up and take for 11 years. He took the two children to bedroom to bath them. And he said, dear, I'm taking them to school today. The woman said, am I still dreaming? Let me give you another privilege. Is he still eating your food? Say one. And he's still eating your food? Say two. You know what I'm talking about. You don't finish them. While you are in the bedroom to shower, you don't finish them. Oh, kata kata, murukutuku mi kutukubakada. You are. Let me see. There are tongues in capital letter. Two reasons. And I want you to please open your heart to this. I'm not saying you are not spiritual, and I'm not saying you are not Christian. You see, one of the myths in the kingdom, I've told you before, is this rejoicing over this statement. God said it. I believe it. I don't know who composed that song. Help me to find the author. God said it. It's a lie. Just because God said it does not settle it. What principle govern what he said? You will hear something tomorrow. You see, after tomorrow's service, God be my witness. If you listen to me, you will never be poor again. Last year, God gave me one angel. This year, he had given me about 950 something. This year. But last year, towards the end of the year, he gave me one angel among all the angels. And he showed me the function of that angel in my life. Number one, he said he will be doing deliverance for people who have stagnation. His function is to deliver people. And the second function is to bring people into prosperity. He told me that. He said, I will raise wealthy people through you. So I know that what God will do in this meeting, this was when I left here. What God will do with your life after tomorrow, you will think you are dreaming. Because God will bring you into the financial realm of rest. In the name of Jesus. Two reasons why people will never, ever prosper. Why limitation will stay on their life. Jeremiah chapter 35. Please open your Bible if you have, or you look at the screen. Let's read this together. We are traveling on a journey. We'll read from verse 1 to 10. Please follow me. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go unto the house of the Rechabite and speak unto them, bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Yes. Then I took Jezaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of Rechabite. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Anan and the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of Rechabite pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink ye wine. But they said unto me, we will not drink no wine. For Jonadab the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons, when? Forever. Yes? Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in the tent, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab the son of Rechab our father, in all that he had charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters. nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. This is a mystery. The day I saw this scripture, I screamed. I said, what? Two reasons why people will never prosper. Number one, ignorance. 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 Number two, curses. Let's go to verse 9. Go to verse 8. Thus are we obeyed. Their grandfather released a word upon them. And he said, there is such a lifestyle that can bring merriment to your life. A life of celebration. I declare that you will never have celebration in your life. Our father, Jonadab, the son of Rechab. So it was a word from Rechab, their grandfather, to Jonadab, that charge us to drink no wine. There will never be any celebration in our destination and our destiny. First, it was not a curse, it was ignorance. Because the man who spoke is not even alive again. All our days, we, our wives, our sons, our daughters, verse 9. Now we are not going to build a house, we will be staying in tents. We will not plant. We will not sow seed. We will only be depending on what people can give to us to eat all the days of our life. This is a mindset. You know, I told you the other time, God will only help your expectation. He will put a seal on it. Now, look at something. These people have obeyed one generation, their grandfather. They finished that one. They are now in their father's generation. So, the word from Rechab has transferred from Rechab generation to Jonadab generation, now to the children of Rechab, grandchildren of Rechab. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you with me? Our father said we must not build house. So, it doesn't matter even if they are selling house, 1,000 naira. In VR, we must not be part of that. The ignorance turned to a curse because it was said by their grandfather, it rested upon them, and everything God tried to do with them, they insist. In fact, God brought Jeremiah. Come and give them wine. I'm looking for the foolish family that is on earth that I can use as an illustration. Go to the Rechabite. They are the most foolish family that I know, that they can be foolish even when their grandfather died. They still remain under that curse. Opportunities will open. No, they are not interested. You may be here now, God is trying to open a door for you, and you're foolish. You don't know that a curse is ringing over your head to deny the promotion that God is bringing to you. Go to America. I'm not going. Me, I want to stay here and take care of my mother. You will die together in poverty. You are going into marriage. Your mother is saying, don't take nonsense. Ask your father. He knows I don't take nonsense. That woman is going to kill you and take you out of your joy very soon. Our father said we must not drink wine. We must not build house. I saw it and said, then these people are in abject poverty. Abject poverty. Some of you now, they are calling you in the village. Come. Come to the village. Come to the village. The title of the Enima of the Enima land is waiting for you. You have not built us in Lagos. You are building us in the village. Don't you know that it's the ancestors in the village that are calling you? You don't know. We shall not cast. They were the confidence. The confidence is what scared me. Neither our wives, anybody that married this family, also is under the curse of this poverty. Innocent children that comes, they will also not prosper. Kai. Let me land up so that we can pray. Ignorance has a limitation. Lack of knowledge of what to do or why to prosper is not in the radar for some people. This is ignorance. What to do and why, what is the reason for to prosper? Is not, some people don't care. When you talk of being a millionaire, billionaire, you say, see me, all I want is a job that can give me food, build one house, have one car, and be in health. That's all I care. They put themselves under the ignorance and then allow that ignorance to transfer from being ignorance to become a curse. Tell them to invest in landed property. They say, no, I'm saving in my account. I'm going to fix my money. I say, buy this land. God prosper a man, one of the redeemed pastors. He bought a land in Lekki for 400,000, two plots. When they came to tell him, Lekki was still in the bush then. His father said, please borrow. He went, the man refused to buy. The father said, borrow me 800,000. He said, daddy, what do you want to do with it? He said, I want to buy that land. He said, daddy, why are you serious about this thing? I said, you don't understand. Buy the land. So it's okay. He just bought the land and left it for 10 years. People begin to ask, who owns this land? For 10 years, he didn't go there. Not knowing that people have bought all other the surrounding, they built the house. So the two plot is the only problem in the community. And it is now in the most strategic place. Who owns this land? Who is this person? Then finally, one day, he decided to say, let's go and even check that land. He called it the surveyor, and then they went. Then they saw, where are we? Thank God that the surveyor has the coordinate of the place. So, could this be the place? Then they found that when people saw them standing on the property, the entire community came. We have been looking for you. And they said, please, we want to buy this land. People have been coming. We don't even know what to say. How much? Okay, so how much are they trying to offer? They said 14 million. For a land he bought for 400, he went back. He said, what do you say? They said 14 million. He said, I'll get back to you. Because he got back home to project. Is it normal? 14 million. The land I bought 400,000. He said, okay. How much are they renting flat here? They said, oh, there's no three bedroom here. Everything here you can see is duplex. And each duplex here is being rented out for 4 million. Ha! The guy said, no, I will sell one and use one to build. They said, sell the two, okay, we'll increase my. He said, no. So he sold one for 14 million to build a duplex that can give him 4 million per annum. Please listen to me. Ignorance of what to do And why to prosper is the reason some people will never prosper. You must prosper, number one, for the sake of the kingdom. Even if you don't care about yourself, care about Jesus. Jesus, the scripture told us in Zechariah 1:17 that my city shall be built through prosperity. God will not come to this world to build it. He needs a man to build. So if you are ignorant of yourself and you are so foolish to know that this earth is a domain that God has given you to prosper over, don't prosper for yourself. Prosper for the sake of the kingdom. Some people, it doesn't matter what you say to them, they will never take extra step. Leave me, I'm okay like this. Me, I'm okay. Oh. Me, I'm just okay. I'm just my me. I just go to church. They pray. I say amen. I go back home. That, see, me, I don't have friends. I don't want trouble. You see, those rich people, they don't sleep at night. Oh. They have too much headache. Me, I thank God. The rich are suffering. Oh. That's the song that will be coming to you, because those enemies in your father's house have made up their mind that you will never, ever exceed where you are. They don't sleep at night. Call up. Let me have insomnia. I'd rather have insomnia than to be poor in this life. Somebody was giving us the itinerary. Pastor Matthew Ashimolo was talking. He followed the Adeboye to Canada for Holy Ghost program. They finished Canada. Baba flew immediately to U.S. for another meeting. From U.S., immediately, he flew to India. From India, he flew to Dubai. No time to rest and sleep. I like that one, sir. I've been sleeping too much. The sleep itself is killing me. Will you rather... The moment the statement that okay, that is your father's generational curse keeping you in a spot. Okay, Legbibe. You must prosper for the kingdom's sake. Somebody say one. Say it louder. Say it like you mean it. Number two, you must prosper for the integrity of your faith. I was driving some years ago. I needed to get fuel in my vehicle at the fuel station. So I drove in and then I asked the attendant to sell fuel for me. And then this Baba came. Should be like 65 or 70. And the Baba came and he said, and the man was begging. Number one, even ordinarily when beggars come around me, I give them money, because I learned that angels appear that way. Number one. Number two is that he's old enough to be my father. So why will a person of my father's age be begging and I'll not give? So I look into my pocket, everything I have, I say, take, sir. I give him. Immediately he turned away from me. Then I heard him saying another thing. I thought he's still going to continue to beg from other people in the station. No, he was not begging. Eronuku wada. Tori jobolorun ku si dede. Jesu ni ona otito. I said, Kai, Baba, come. Stop insulting my Jesus. If you want to be a beggar, beg. If you want to preach, preach. For the integrity of your faith. So that you not say, God is good, he has done me well, and your shoe has turned you to a K-leg person. Ordinarily, you are not bow-leg. It was the shoe that each on this side and each on this side. So when you are standing, people are looking at a posture. You better prosper for the sake of your faith. You better prosper before you start suspecting your wife that somebody else is looking at her. I'm telling you, someone else will service your wife for you. You better prosper. I'm telling you reality. The woman will keep asking God to forgive her. Because you are not giving her food. She has somebody who can give her a babala treat in somewhere. And you know, some men are so useless that the woman will just bring money. He will just sit down and eat. For the integrity of your faith. Let me tell you something. We went for mission work in October. We went for mission work in July and October. I was there for the whole month. We got 1,150 converts in 1 month. 1,150 converts. Let me tell you how it happened. The Bible I bought to distribute free is 245,000. Only Bible. So we went with money, not thousand, million, to assist people who don't have, to feed the poor, to distribute material free for the integrity of your faith. Will you not listen to me? You see a young boy like me. We brought all instruments. We didn't rent one. I bought everything, cash, for crusade. So, for the integrity of your faith, sir, ma, you better prosper. So that when you introduce Jesus to them, they'll tell you, if this is all that Jesus can do in your life, leave me alone. I'm better than you. Are you listening to me? Bishop Oedeko will go to under the bridge in Oshodi. And in 1 hour, he will win 200 souls. You think they are listening to the Jesus? No. Everybody wants to be like Oedeko. If your Jesus can turn you like this, carry me to church. Take me there. What principle do you say make people to be like you? Sowing, I will sow. What principle? I must be a house cell leader. I will become. Everybody want to become Oyedepo. That's why they are there. Not because of Jesus. You will meet up with what I said later. I'm telling you. Sweatless. 3 university. 2 private jets. 2 helicopters. No sweat. Paying salary since 1999. No, one day light has never gone down in water. I had to sow seed during the Shiloh. You know why? The man said he's building 9,253 churches in 2021. That man is dangerous. That's a picture of Jesus. That you preach the gospel, you are not begging for bread. You are preaching to, you are the one who came out now, Erono Ekuwada. You still go to that yak fire to give you rice on credit. What a shame on your faith. In 2020, they employed 10,000 pastors. 10,000. That man is dangerous. In 2019, they employed 5,000 pastors, paying them salaries for the integrity of your faith, so that when you speak, people will not say shut up, you're Jesus, you are following all this while. And you know, I told you, he has a thought for you. You are the reason why his name is blaspheming your life. How am I communicating? I'm rounding up so that we pray. In my family, they used to say, I'm stubborn. My uncles, they love to drink. They live wayward life. So they were looking for a boy, they will make a toy boy, messenger, you know, that will be following them up and down, help me with this, help me with that. So I said, no, I won't do that. because I don't want to be going to buy beer for you. Even though I'm not born again, I wasn't born again then, but I just know it doesn't make sense for me to be a messenger. I want to bring a difference to life. So they say I'm stubborn, I'm proud, I'm arrogant. So they were not talking to me. I said, no problem, stay in your lane. I'll stay on my lane. Then my parents also joined them. Then everybody, I said, no problem, we shall see. Me there, I know that I'm not lazy. I will become. In secondary school, I will go to the bush to look for firewood, sell 5 naira, 10 naira, to buy textbook, to feed myself during the break time in school. This is how I live my life. After closing hours, I enter the bush to go. I can trek 2 miles to go and look for firewood and sell. That's the kind of life I live. But I knew that this is a matter of time. Today, my parents moved to the house we built for them in December. My father is super excited. But he will also have a house before he dies. Today, now, I'm not a stubborn boy again. When mommy disagree with daddy, hello, daddy etibere. When mom, daddy disagree, mommy etibere. Kilo rope cash. I say, me, status has changed. When people leave you, it's because they know they can. There's nothing to gain from your life. You didn't hear that one. When they know you are the one paying their house rent and their school fee, even if you offend them, they will stay. For the integrity of your faith. My uncle looked at me one day, they say, is this pastor nonsense you are following? You better go to school and learn when trader becomes something. I say, watch and see what Jesus will do with my life. So when I wanted to get married, they say, Shebi, you kuku just come to invite us as a visitor to the wedding. I say, well, whatever you think. I'm not looking for your money for my wedding. They say, we saw you on the TV. You are now a big boy. I say, glory be to Jesus. None of my in-law call me by name, not even my mother-in-law. I have become a father there. I'm a Yoruba man. Normally, your culture is to prostrate. It's when I go there, they prostrate for me. Daddy is here. Daddy is here. For the integrity of the God you serve, for the integrity of the faith you proclaim, so that men will not look at you and say, if this is all your God can do, leave me alone. Is God speaking to somebody here? Are you sure? I'm rounding up, I told you. Number 3, you must prosper in order to have impact on your generation. Many people are dying every day, nobody cares. But there are certain individuals, when they die, the whole world knows that somebody has died. Impact. So that you not just come and go. You are not supposed to come and go. Impact. Impact. 2 reasons why people will never prosper. Number 1, I said, ignorance. And this is what I'm saying. Now, under this ignorance, let me tell you something, please. This is very important. Please, everybody, pay attention to me now. God will never prosper you outside the seed He has planted in you. God will never prosper a man just because he is hardworking. Your prosperity can only be found in the fruit of the seed that God has planted in you. Now, let me show you why this is very critical. Some of you studied chemical engineering in school. You are working in bank now. Did you see that there's a problem? It means you are just looking for survival. God will never prosper you in survival. There is a seed He had planted inside of you. If he has planted you being a barber, that's where he will prosper you. If he plant a seed to become a mechanic, that's where you are going to prosper. If you get a job in Central Bank, you will still be a beggar. I wish I can say this more than this. The reason why many of us have not prospered is that we are working in another man's field. What God will put grace upon is the seed he plants in you. He puts a grace of singing in you. Please, I beg you, don't preach. He has planted, you know, pastors also. That's why we struggle among ourselves. That's why the competition and the rift you are seeing everywhere. Because pastor wants to turn to a prophet by fire, by force. An evangelist who is supposed to be on the field, he also wants to pastor a church. And then he will struggle and struggle. Did you know how many churches have come to this mire and closed down? Because the so-called GO was never meant to be a GO. There are men that will never change status beyond the level of Bishop Abioye. They are followers by nature. And it is in their following they will become. If Abioye stand alone to start a church, he will suffer. It looks like I'm not communicating. Are you listening to me? Your prosperity will only come from the fruit of the seed that God planted inside of you. Every man has a seed. What has God designed you to become in life? Or you are just looking for any job? Civil defense, I want to join. Police, I want to join. It's now Lapo. Lapo is giving free loan. You want to collect. SIP, you want to collect. Lagos State Government is employing. You want to apply. Bank is calling. You want to apply. Dangote is employing. You want to apply. Who are you? You will never prosper in survival. There is a destiny you are to fulfill in life. I'm telling you the truth. I gave you my testimony. I became manager. I could realize over 200,000 per month. I resigned. Thank God for the honor and the position. That company sent me outside Nigeria 4 times. Thank God for the privilege. But I knew there is more, sir. There is more. Up to now, the company is still putting money in my pension account. Up to today. I love the generosity and everything. It's okay, but it's not enough. Destiny keep calling me, boy, you are better than this. When I resign, everybody say, you are stupid. Kai, 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 Nigeria. And do you know, up to now, the window is still open for me. If I said I want to go back now, the company said, you are welcome. We have been waiting for you. Up till now. But there is a destiny journey, sir. Bigger. It's in this destiny. First time I stop it, somebody gave me a seed of 1 year's salary. I said, Kai, thank God for the obedience. Is God speaking to you? They are not responding. Is God speaking to you? You see, I don't want to make it charismatic so that you will get the message. God will never prosper you above the seed, above the fruit of the seed he planted inside you. So the question now is, what has God asked you to come and do here? You know, I told you that God did not send you here to come and make heaven. Are you listening? Because many of you now, because all you are looking for, I'm born again, heaven is my home, heaven is all. Once I can make it to heaven, that's all. God did not send you to the earth to come and make it to heaven. He sent you here for a purpose. Why did you remove me from heaven in the first place? I'm not saying you are not going to make it to heaven. I'm only saying you are here more than making it to heaven. So, three things you will do on that seed. Number one, you need to discover it. You must, one of the prayers you must pray today is that the Lord should open your eyes to why you are here. There is a reason why you are here. If you are supposed to be in full-time ministry and you are still working in a bank, I'm telling you, debt is what will kill you in that bank. If you are supposed to be serving God in this house full-time and you are still running after petty work in town looking for 50,000 salary, you will keep earning the money. You will never have anything to do with it. There is a destiny matter. Just imagine that Apostle Adenekana has refused to accept the call and is in one place now just enjoying salary or pension. Look at all of you. And God will say, boy, you have disappointed me. Do you know how many people are linked to your destiny? And then you will build one house, maybe duplex, and get one jeep. Take care of his children. At least maybe pension or something is coming in. Him and mommy are eating. They will say, oh, they are living a good life. Go for vacation in America. Go to South Africa. They will say God is good to them. Meanwhile, all of you are here suffering in one corner. Let me tell you something. If Apostle Adenekan did not be your prophet, go to any prophet in life. You will never prosper under them. Every man has his own prophet. Do you understand me? So number one, you need to discover it. The seed. Number two, develop it. Then number three, you must display it. There's no time to expose that. Develop, discover, develop, and display. Discover, develop, display. Be the best of your kind. Look at what the Bible says. In Proverbs 18:16, a man's gift will make a way for him and bring him before great men. Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift maketh room for him. Even if there's no room, your gift will make room for you and bringeth him before great men. It was this thing, microphone I hold in my hands, and this ministry that I'm doing that brought me before the former president. This gift, this thing I discovered in me, brought me before several governors in Nigeria. This thing had made me to pray with honorables. This gift has made me to meet men, call them men of stature in this country. I've seen them kneel down to be anointed by me. These are men you can't get close to. Even though I'm a manager, they won't listen to me being a manager. Their protocol will send me away. But now I've discovered the seed of the greatness in my life. Now they have to come and bow to it. The gift of a man will make room for him. Proverbs chapter 22. Verse 29, the Bible says, seest thou a man who is diligent in his own, not another man's business? You can be a manager of another man's business. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before men. During the inauguration of Joe Biden, they brought an African lady, young girl, I think she's 22 or 23, to recite. Eh? Did you know her before? But now you know her. Why? She has spent time to discover the gift in her, develop it. A day came to display before the world. Now she has millions of followers in less than 1 hour. Discover it. Develop it and display it. This is how you become a millionaire. I have only 2 points under the second point. First is ignorance. The second one I said is curse. But I would rather use it this way. Forces as limitation. The first one is ignorance as limitation. The second one should be forces as limitation. One of the forces could be the curse we saw that was placed upon them by Rachel. Understanding the operation of curses will help you to be able to be free from limitation. Please. The people that name it Africa, they know what they are doing. Africanio. Africanio. They know what they are doing. It is in Africa you hear adage and proverb. But the idea is not going to be a fallen. Kakake kumaje sise aba ekuse ni Africa. Africa, please understand the operation of causes. There are things when you see that they become consistent in your life. Go and check. Is this a repetition of what happened to my parent? Once you discover, please wage war. Many people will never prosper because their parents did not prosper. Am I communicating? I leave that to your faith. Number two, understanding the operation of the enemy, that this one is not curse, it's just enemies that does not want me to prosper. Daddy was answering one of the pastors some days ago. He said, the enemy can block your vision so that you not have a dream. You see, it's not normal to sleep and not dream. It means the enemy does not want you to see what is coming. Understand the operation of the enemy. Understand the operation of curses. These guys, they refused to build house because there was a curse placed on their generation. Daniel's prayer was hindered. It was not a curse. It was an enemy that withstood his prayer. If you are going to prosper, you must find out if you are operating on the seed that God has planted in you. That's number one. Number two, you must understand the operation of forces, which could be number one, curse, or the operation of the enemy. If you can overcome these two, I'm telling you the truth, you're on your way to becoming a millionaire. And this year, this very year, 2021, you will win. Are you evaluating your life now? Rise up on your feet. I have a dream I'm praying about since about 5 years ago now. That the Lord will release billions of dollars to my account. You know why? I have a dream to build the biggest hospital in each of the state of Nigeria. And we will make it an affordable healthcare. You know why? We will tag every room to the name of the Lord. It will become obvious that Jesus is the one that owns this hospital. Use your hijab, we don't care. Come. This is part of Jesus' care for you. You will need to prosper for the kingdom, even if you don't want it for yourself. How did the gospel reach you and I? It came through free education and free hospital. That's what the missionary brought. Why do you think gospel will prosper without money? It can never. Soft key, please.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.